Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Jay Moore, and it is time, finally, for America's Lakers Podcast. That's right, I'm going to be hosting America's Lakers Podcast. My man Aaron Larsoul, an analytical genius, he's going to bring to the table what I can't every Wednesday. America's Lakers Podcast exclusively at PodcastOne.com, the PodcastOne.com app, which I highly recommend. You can rate and review this podcast on all Apple products. And guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to bathe in the gossip and the gratuitous negativity that's been swallowing Los Angeles whole lately. Who did what? Who snitched? Who said what? How about truth? How about facts? How about statistics? How about rotations? What's Luke Walton thinking? Who's underperforming? Who's overachieving? Who's rewarded? Who's coming? Who's going? And what are we going to do with all that delightful, delicious cap space? America's Lakers Podcast with me, Jay Moore, and my man, my brother, Aaron Larsoul, every Wednesday, PodcastOne.com.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls. Home improvement tips straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on, man. Get it on. Welcome to Ace on the House, man.
Get it on, man.
Get it on, man. What are you working on, Rezo?
I'm cleaning up my life still.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while. I'm giving myself 6 months.
6 months to
live. I
read
that clutter, both, maybe. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
This is a crossroads, after all.
What about clutter?
I read that clutter book. Or I'm reading it with the Asian that knows how to clean up. That
well,
lady.
You've narrowed it down to several hundred million Asians.
No, yeah. It's a pretty famous book.
What are you figuring out from the clutter book?
That I have a lot of. I'm occupied at a level that I don't need to be, so I can let new stuff in.
Ooh. So if you're sort of. Let's just see if I can figure the philosophy.
It's very
out.
Heavy duty, bro.
If you're occupied, you can't let new stuff in because you're too occupied with your
right.
old stuff.
Exactly.
But are you? You're not physically a cluttered guy, per se.
I have a little OCD and ADD thing, and I have like you know. Remember, I had countdown calendar from when I was 18 and got the shoe from my girlfriend. I still had that, maybe.
Oh, I see.
I threw it out.
I was using you as a cautionary tale, Ray. About
this should be great.
About
this is going to be this uplifting and feel good for me.
It is going to be. It is going to be like a zippity doo dah moment for you, Ray. I was driving home from looking at a Paul Newman car, and I used you as a cautionary tale. But
who are you with?
I was with Sean from the other shop and Matt DeAndre, and we're looking at a Newman car, and it was a guy that having trouble getting out of his own way. Like, you know, the people, everything's a mess, and they go, I'm going to have the whole thing put back together and ready to go by January, and you're just thinking, no.
Forget it.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Too many projects. Not going to happen.
I hear you.
All right. I want to know, and I said, you know, when I was young, when Ray moved out, he got hold of a guest house at one of our friend's dad's places. And he went at this guest house like he was restoring a Duesenberg. Like he took off every hinge, every knob, every bolt.
Complete waste of time.
Right. But I'm curious. I'm just curious. And I'm going to tease it. But I'm curious if I was getting the story right. I think they got the gestalt of the story. But I want to talk to you guys. Phil.
Hey, Matt, remember how I was asking you about how your palms sweat?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up in public.
Mine never do, and they are right now. Just letting you know.
Ray, this is a long time ago. That was the old Ray.
All right.
I want to know, but I also want to tell everybody.
Sorry, Matt.
It's not about calories burnt. Like it drives me nuts when I hear people speak. The speech that Obama gave a few years ago drove me nuts when he's like, hey, he was in his regular guy voice, you know, like sort of black voice, you know, those folks out there. Well, they say they're rich and they got their own business, but they didn't get there on their own. They didn't do it themselves. They got a lot of people helped them. They had a school teacher. Somebody built those roads they're driving on, and they think they're smart. They think they're smarter than you guys. You think they work harder? And everyone's like, no, they don't work harder, dipshit. They work smarter and harder.
And both.
And
yeah.
Both. Like, yes, you can find that speech, Gary. Piss me off. But here's the deal. I watch football on a Sunday, and Nick Santora and Kevin Hench frequently get up and leave because they got to go to work on Sunday. They work Sundays. They write script Sundays. If you talk to Chris Morgan, the Fast and Furious guy, and go, hey, you want to watch a fight on Sunday? I'll go, I can't. I got to write. Like, I got to go in the office. Like, they go in. All the guys that claim to work hard, how many of them work Sundays? How many of those hardworking American folks are working
Sundays? Oh, you mean like
Sundays?
Labor? Not many.
No, we don't work Sundays. So it's ridiculous, but it's not really about burning calories. I used to burn a lot more calories when I worked hard. I figured out a way to be a little more efficient in my work. And we'll give you let's hear Obama. Let's hear it. And then we'll give you the tale of woe. This is the worst thing can ever come out of a politician's mouth.
You didn't get there on your own.
No. Yeah. Well, by the way, who are all the losers in the crowd?
They're all unemployed.
Yeah. If you're successful, you didn't get there. You're on, huzzah! Huzzah! Like, yeah, okay. I'm not sure what you're cheering for, dingbats, but here we go.
Good you message. Didn't get there on your own. I'm
no.
always
He's
struck
amazed.
By people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there.
Yeah.
It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there.
All right, so just dumb luck? Just dumb luck. I'm trying to do the math. You're successful, so it's not because you're smart, and it's not because you worked hard. So it's just dumb fucking luck. Just we're sitting in my goddamn warehouse here that I built a studio, and just weird crazy happenstance. Just like throwing jacks, just like scattering jacks out on a schoolyard, and I just got the lucky jack. So it wasn't because I worked hard. It wasn't because I was smart. I don't know what else to deduce here. Just dumb luck, right? Or because I had Mr. Backus in the fifth grade? I love it when they go, you had a school teacher. No, I didn't. Did I have a school teacher? Who's the school teacher pulled me aside and said, hey, Adam, you're
Mr. Quite, Walters, you're, he gave you 11.
Yeah. Hey, donkey, back to the corral. hey, Mr. Walters. Hey. That's
shut up.
2 minus points. But Mr. Walters, I'm wearing my shirts. 4 minus points. But Mr. Wells, 6 off and back to the corral, donkey. Yeah, yeah.
It's a fail for the semester. How do you feel now, Corolla?
He believed me. Yeah. Oh, old Hoffer, I gave him an ASS.
Yeah, I did.
Mr. Walters would give Ray an ASS every year.
Well, I got the A.
All right. Ray, you were with me since the fifth grade. Can we think of the names of the teachers that pulled me aside?
You?
Were the wind
Mr.
beneath
Mallon.
My wings? Mr. Mallon. Fucking douche-ass, plastics
oh,
fucking
wait, wait,
idiot.
Wait, was the Deliberti? You loved him.
Failed me.
Failed you at driver's ed.
No, that was Mr. Gregory.
Ah, okay.
But they're player fan. Right, can you really summon, really dig? Well, let's hear the rest of the speech. I'm sorry. Woo! Dumb people. Yeah, rejoice.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life.
No.
Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive.
Okay.
Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business.
Okay, so,
that,
all, right,
you didn't
so
build that.
All right. No, you're right. My dad didn't pull out and come in my mom's hair. So I guess he helped. He helped
Which
along
time?
The way. He made it possible. He made it possible. You're right. Then my dad, yeah, he made it possible. All right, so have we figured out
I
any.
I got that picture in my head now.
Have we.
No.
Have we. Ray, you've been with me my whole life. Have we figured out the teacher?
I'm still thinking, hold on.
About a counselor.
Oh, I had a great one. You didn't. You had Mr. Tomey.
Yeah.
He loved you.
Yeah. What did he guide me? Did he counsel me? Did he shape me? Did we have a discussion about anything with Mr. Tomey? All right. So I think we're 0 for 29.
Not even your phys ed teachers liked you.
Yeah. All right. So we're 0 for 28 in the teacher department, Obama. But then I guess the roads were paved. So that's true.
Came out west. The parents.
See? Yeah.
Helped them come out west.
Paved roads. All right. We got that.
All right. Dad came in mom's hair once, then got you.
Then he didn't pull out. Yeah. Right. So we got that. All right. So
hey,
I didn't do
win-win.
I guess I didn't do it myself. You're right. Somebody paved a road. That's right. You're right. I didn't drive a fucking wagon on a dirt road. You're right. I got to drive on asphalt. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Should presidents be giving these kinds of messages to people?
Who is he addressing, though?
I'm guessing super fucking dumb, unsuccessful people. That's what I'm guessing. Thus, the cheer that kicked in when he said, you think you're smarter. They think they're not smart.
It appears it was a campaign rally during his reelection campaign, possibly.
Oh, in Dumboville? Like, where was that whistle stop?
Doesn't say, but let me investigate.
Jesus goddamn Christ.
Hey, I was working and down.
Not smarter, not harder working. All right. Well, no use working hard or trying to be smart. Let's just see where the wind blows us. Awesome message.
I was working in downtown, Ace. Throngs of people one day just flooding the street. You know, I was working there for about a year doing that building. Couldn't figure out what it was, checking it out. Well, figured it out soon enough. All for the Laker parade.
Oh, yeah.
Just tons of people.
They should round up every one of those people because it's in the middle of the day,
yeah.
In the middle of the week. What the fuck?
What are they doing?
Why aren't you at work?
How is it possible? Yeah. It's possible.
That was a campaign stop in 2012 in Roanoke, Virginia.
Aha! All right. Let me tell you about...
Population and unemployment rate? We need those. Just kidding,
Simply
Gary.
Safe. Ah, I understand why some people might be put off getting the home security. Slimy sales guys. Long-term contracts. Expensive installations. Why bother? I'll tell you. Let's go with Simply Safe. So easy these days. All you have to do is get the Simply Safe home security system. Top-of-the-line protection. No long-term contracts. No hidden fees. Just order it online. Set it up in an hour in your own home. And your family's protected 24/7. Get 10% and do it right now. You get 10% off right now at simplysafe.com/Adam. SIMPLI safe. Simplysafe.com/Adam. You save the 10% off. No drilling, no pulling wires, no muss, no fuss, no mess. Peel and stick. Batteries last up to 10 hours. Thing is up and running inside an hour, man. It's Simply Safe. Drew. I mean, Ray.
Whoops.
The tale, the hypocritical tale of Ray. So I was explaining to these guys, don't be like this. And then, Ray, you came to mind. And I thought, when Ray was like 20, Ray was living in his mom's apartment. But Ray went, and it was time to move out. I think it was time for everyone to move out. And Ray procured a guest house at one of our friend's dad's, rich lawyer. And Ray decided he was going to spruce the place up before he moved in, which I'm all for. But at a certain point, you literally tore the place down and did like a complete insane nut and bolt restoration, like taking all the hinges, soaking
stripping
the paint.
Crazy.
Crazy, right?
Absolutely.
How long was that process?
Fixed the whole place. I tiled the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I did that too. What else did I do? New kitchen.
I put in
a new kitchen.
Right.
And I didn't know what I was doing.
So he's not living there.
Right.
He's
it
just
took
doing
a couple
complete
of months.
Months, I'd say over 6 months.
All right. You might be right. Maybe I don't want to look at that.
Okay. I think you don't. But then you're paying rent the entire time, right?
True.
So this rich lawyer is getting rent. And his tenant is just doing a complete refurbish of his guest house, like every screw, every hinge, every piece of hardware. And then you never move in.
Correct.
Now,
I'm glad that humors you so much.
No, I use it as a cautionary tale.
All right.
For the young guys, which is, see,
Matt, we got callers.
Here's what I'm saying. You did work hard. You just did not work smart.
True.
And so working hard.
That's why I'm here.
Working hard is great, but you need to work a little smarter.
True.
So you did do that one on your own. Now, why is it you never moved in?
I forget the circumstance. I think Conley gave me a deadline. I'm sorry. Well, anyway, gave me a deadline, and I met it, but something happened. I think someone else had to move in.
And then he sold the house, right?
Or he sold it, yeah.
So could you guys imagine taking renting an apartment, paying the rent every month, never moving in, just showing up and painting and tiling and doing everything to it, and then after 6 or 8 months or a long period of time, never moving in and just leaving the place brand new and just paying rent the entire time?
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
For who? For him, it was great.
No, for him, it's awesome.
For him, it's awesome.
For me, in this scenario, right. I'd want to kill myself.
Now, Ray.
Thanks, Gary.
Where we come from, people have fair bit of that, what you just did. And I don't know why. I'm not sure. I've had a few of those moves in my life. Not to that extreme, but yeah. I've done a lot of just stupid, like people with self-esteem and had a little savvy or a little business sense or came from normality would never engage in that.
No.
You would never, do that.
Not even near them.
Right.
Wouldn't even be in the room.
Right. So
I've done a lot of that.
I get it. And I used to do a lot of it, too, and then I stopped. That's my point for people. All right, but it was that one school teacher I had. All right, I'm going to be...
Who was your favorite teacher, anyway?
Well...
Did you have...
Here's what I had.
A teacher that you had a liking?
Here's I didn't have teachers that believed in me or inspired me, but here's what I had. I had 86% of my teachers were horrible, and then 14% of them weren't dicks. That's like I can say that, you know, Mr. Backus wasn't a dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Mrs. Parker was. Mrs. Harvey was. You know what I mean? Like
I made Mrs. Parker cry.
Huh?
Remember I made her cry?
When you threw the bat at her?
Maybe. No.
Right through a bat at a teacher, by the way.
She made a bad call.
She called him out. He threw a bat at her. Forgot about that. There was Mrs. Komisar. She taught health. Nobody took an interest. No one ever pulled me aside. Like, you know, no one had this conversation. Look, you're a bad student, but obviously you're bright. Maybe you have some ideas. You tell a lot of jokes. You should get a notepad, write some of that stuff down. Maybe you could do something with it. Like, I never had that conversation. Miss Komisar.
Was that junior high?
No, that was high school.
Okay.
That was health. Miss Komisar pulled me aside. She's like 75 years old after class. So this has really been my only... I had a couple... Other than he's disruptive or go to the donkey squad or go sit down or mainly shut up. I did have two conversations. I had a conversation with Mr. Tomey. Where I remember everyone was taking Mr. So-and-so's class for English Lit or something.
And it was skate class.
I don't know what it was, but I said, it's a what class?
Easy.
No, this was the problem. I talked to Mr. Tomey and I was like, hey, everyone I know is taking so-and-so's class, so I'd like to sign up for that class. And he's like, he kind of requires you to work, like do homework and stuff, like study. Like, pay attention and stuff. So he was kind of like going, like, he was kind of like...
Giving you the heads up.
It was kind of like you talking to some guy who'd never been to a Home Depot, and he's picked up a roto hammer, and he went, that's a little too much tool for you. Like, you should start off with a 4-in-1 screwdriver. That's a little advanced.
Yeah, you gotta work up.
He was kind of... He gave me the speech of like, hey, Dumbo, that guy makes you do stuff. You need a teacher that, you know, you need one where you don't do stuff. You know, that you really excel in an environment where you don't do things. So I remember having that conversation. So I was like, all right, my counselor thinks I'm a dope.
We had Mr. Bristol together, too.
Yeah, we liked Bristol.
No. I left in a day.
I liked Mr. Bristol.
Yeah, I marched out of there, remember?
Oh, that's right. But why? He had a nice mustache and curly hair.
Remember I asked him, I go, hey, so first day of class, he gave us our books, and he said we were going to read one of two stories. And I go, hey, Mr. Bristle, we got 15 minutes left in the class. Which one of the two stories are you going to pick so we can start now?
Oh, I remember that.
And he told me, Ray, take the book home, read the whole book. You'll be all caught up. Everybody laughed. And then when it silenced down a little bit, I go, asshole.
That's right.
And he goes, what'd you say? I go, you heard me. He goes, get out of my class. I go, give me a hall pass.
Ray took off.
See you, asshole.
Yep. It's been paying dividends ever since. Ray farted in Mr.
Bernal.
Bernal's class.
Ripped one.
I mean, Ray, boy, did Ray rip. Ray ripped one that, I mean, like from the back of the class, the entire, like it wasn't.
It was great.
People tell stories like, oh, I farted and everyone turned around. No, I mean, Ray blew. You know, Mr. Bernal, he made me move my seat. I was laughing so hard. He made
me walk outside.
He told Ray, he didn't really know what to do. He's like, Ray let a fart go that echoed through the entire classroom and down the hall, like crazy wooden seat, Ray leaning over, huge. And Mr. Bernal's just like, Ray, you stand outside. So Ray had to get up and just stand in the hall. I just stand there. I don't know. I don't know why it was punishment. Like, you didn't want to be in that class. Anyway, then I was laughing so fucking hard.
You made him. And he couldn't see.
He couldn't take me and tell me to stand in the hall with Ray because I'd just be laughing and Ray would fart again. And he couldn't do anything with me, but I was just laughing maniacally. Like, I never heard anything funnier. So he was like, and Adam, you move from that seat to that seat. I remember just going, all right, I don't know why this is punishment. I'm moving 4 feet to my right.
Because we sat next to each other.
I get it, but he felt like he had to exact some punishment on me, but there was nothing to do, so he had to just made me move to another seat, which was exactly the same in the same classroom. It wasn't like we were talking or anything. You were banished to the hallway. Move your seat.
I remember he came out and he had a talk with me. He said, please let me have my classroom. Because you can rule the classroom. We know everyone's going to listen to you. You're going to banter on, but please let me have my classroom. And I went, Mr. Bernal, you're a good guy. I will.
He was a good guy.
He was.
He is a good guy.
He is
yeah.
a good guy.
All right. So I had that. I had Miss Komisar. Miss Komisar pulled me aside after class, health class. And she said, Adam, everyone likes you. Everyone laughs. Everyone likes all your jokes. The girls all love you. And I'm thinking, what?
She had the wrong Adam.
No, you know what I realized? I had a throwback look, my Otto Graham look, where the old people like me. The moms like me. I look like I was from a bygone era or something. I was handsome by like 1930 standards, but not by 1980 standards. And that was the problem. So none of the, because it's always weird because all the girls, their moms liked me, but their daughters
didn't. You should have banged some moms,
bro. I should have tapped.
You could have had Kathy.
Should have tapped Kathy. I should have tapped Adele Ringwald.
There you go.
I should have tapped that shit. Not the daughters didn't like me, but the moms always liked me.
You were in.
Should have tapped that shit.
My
man.
Mom liked you.
Should have tapped Irene.
Oh, God.
So, all right. So then she said, everyone laughs at the jokes. All the girls love you. And I remember I was thinking at the time, like, I don't want to argue with her. Fine, I'll take it. And she goes, what happened? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, does your dad hit you?
Oh, wow.
And I said, no. And she's like, you can tell me. And I'm like, no. My dad can't get off the sofa. What are you talking about? Dad's shaped like a pill bug. Like, what do you mean? Did my dad hit? No. First off, I'll kick his ass. Like, I'm 200 pounds. He's 130 pounds. Like, no. I wish he did. I wish he did a little hitting or something. And she's like, you can tell me. She was convinced.
Something was
going
on.
That my dad was beating me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Right. It's crazy, right?
I could never even fathom.
I mean,
the one that hit us, anyone, was my mother.
Yeah.
Like, my dad was afraid of us.
I was like, I can see Ray's mom could do it, but not my dad. Like, and I remember, like, I didn't want to get overly defensive about it. You know, I was like, come on, no, please, because then she'd think I'm lying.
Possibly. I mean, but I that's a weird one.
It's a weird one. Kalen, is this Kalen?
Not ours.
Yeah, I get it. 42, Los Angeles. What's going on, Kalen?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I got an old house, and I got a bunch of squeaky floor areas in the house, and I'm wondering, I've only come up with two ideas of how to solve it, and I'm wondering if there's anything I don't know that I could use.
All right. This is, it says 1935 house. And it's up on a raised foundation, obviously, and there's a lot of squeaky floors. And it's wood floors or carpet or both, or what do we got?
It's all wood, no carpet.
Mm. So it's all the old oak, right?
Inch and a half?
Correct.
Yeah, it's inch and a half.
Well, that's, yeah, inch and a half planks. And that was one of my questions, is how thick are those? Because my worry about... So what I was going to do is...
They're usually three quarters.
Oh, a little lighter. Sometimes they can be a little lighter.
But mind you, where the nails are, right? So if you sand it down, you only get maybe 3/8 of sandability.
I'm going to say...
Because then you're going to start hitting the top of the cleat.
Sometimes that stuff's more like half an inch, isn't it?
Because it's been sanded a bunch.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The old schooly shit's pretty thick.
It's pretty thick, but half inch is pretty thick for something an inch and a half wide. But anyway, it's thick enough. It's pure through and through. So, okay. Can you get under the subflooring and do stuff, or no crawl space?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah, no, I've got a decent crawl space.
All right. So you have 1x6 sheathing on there that's goes diagonally across the floor joists, right? And it's usually,
yep.
It'll be spaced out a little bit.
Yeah, you got like a quarter
inch.
Yeah,
it is.
Per.
No, there's a little
now
more.
It's more.
I'd say there's probably an inch or two on average.
Yeah, yeah, they space it out.
An inch or two?
Space. Well, Ray, they're
not on not on the floor, on the ceiling, yes.
No.
If it's raised sheathing on
the subfloor's got the spacing.
Hold
That's
on.
Over an inch?
Ray.
What?
Yes, I've taken these houses apart a million times. They don't put them right next to each other. They space them out.
But not more than an inch. I'm saying like 3/8 spacers.
No.
Yeah. You think more?
Who cares? You're
all
putting
right,
a wood
fine.
Floor over the top of it. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
What do you need it for?
All right.
It's not like it's carpet or something. If big
no,
toes
I get
getting,
it.
It.
Your wood floor goes over it.
They put it diagonally, and then they put the wood floor the other
direction
and, or
right.
whatever, and
it doesn't
matter. You'd be stupid to butt it up against each other. All right. Sorry for that digression, Kalen. So you can get under there, and we know that you could go underneath the 1x and into the hardwood with something. Definitely want to do a pilot hole, and definitely want to put one of those donuts around your drill bit so you didn't pop through, you know, with the set
yeah,
screw
you gotta
on
figure
it.
Yeah, what kind of distance you have.
And all that. You definitely can do some
and
stuff.
And you want somebody standing above it where you're screwing it, too. You want to put weight on it.
Yeah.
And down
want,
element.
And you can definitely take some brackets and stuff and go from the floor joist to the 1x6 sheathing and kind of bracket that off a bit. I don't know that it's worth trying to squeeze any subfloory whatever up in there, anything like that. Sometimes
what,
I hear people talk about talcum powder and stuff like that, like dumped up top. There is a kind of a talcum powder approach that you can look into, but I would go underneath and I would go to the trouble zone and I would work with somebody who's there, like Ray said, and I would try to figure out my trouble zone.
Would you do any cross bracing and all that kind of stuff too?
The more stuff you can add, but the way you have it right now, so the way it is right now, Kalen, is you have probably 2x6 floor joists, right? That are probably a true 2x6, okay? Or maybe they're 2x8s,
yeah.
Whatever. And then they took the 1x6 and they put it diagonally over the top. And then they just nailed it off with common head nails, like two common head nails. Obviously, they didn't screw it or any of that kind of stuff. So it's a common head nail. There's no subfloor adhesive. There's no anything. Then they put the T&G floor on top of that and did that
nailed
wrapper side T-nail. Put the T-nail into that. So
I
it's
think
a,
they call those cleat nails.
It's a... Oh, yeah? Cleat nails with a T head. And now it's just a mess of floating on each other. So try,
right.
I would say, oh, you ready? You ready, Kalen?
I'm ready. I'm ready, brother.
When I sink my wood screws from underneath the floor and I try to grab my my oak flooring.
Yeah.
I would put a finish washer on that screw so it didn't suck into the soft pine or the soft Doug fir underneath it.
So you get more of an expanse for grip and pull.
Yeah.
And then also, depending on what screws you use, make sure, like, you know, by the neck of the screw isn't threaded. So you're just pulling it. You're pulling only the tips threaded, and then the neck toward the where you drive it.
The head of the screw, yeah.
Right, is not threaded, so you can pull it in.
Gary, look for old 30s oak flooring. I don't think you got 3/4 of an inch, right? I think you got like 1/2 inch. Either way, it'll work.
But you got to be really careful.
You got to be really careful. And I'll tell you, speaking about careful, how about LifeLock? 1 month since the Equifax breach, man. If you're among the millions affected, your info could be out there, and it could have been out there for months, over 3 months. Thieves can buy your info on the dark web and use it to open new accounts, commit crimes, even steal from your 401k. Now's the time to get the protection with LifeLock. I've got it. You should get it, too. A family has it. Wife and kids have it. If you have a Social Security number, you need LifeLock. Their proprietary technology detects a wide range of identity threats and will alert you if your info is being used. And if there's a problem, their U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. Now, you're not going to have a problem because you got LifeLock. And again, it's 2017. Look at all you do online. God, how much your information is out there. It's the cost of doing business. A couple bucks a month. Let's have a little something called satisfaction. It's LifeLock, Matt.
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help you see more threats to your identity. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code Adam. That's Adam for 10% off your LifeLock membership. Visit LifeLock.com and save 10% now.
All right, we got a follow-up.
Are we looking for the thickness?
Yeah.
All right, give me a moment here.
All right, follow-up call. Line.
Don't find the one that says 1/2 inch. Find the one that says 3/4.
Ken, all the stuff I've ripped off is thinner than 3/4.
It's all been.
I don't think it's sanded. Been. No, because this stuff is this old crap that's never been taken care of.
All right.
Hey, what's going on there, Ken?
Hey, Adam.
Hey,
Ray. I wanted to call, give you an update. I got my gutters hung, and they look good, and the wife is happy. But I had a few mistakes that I didn't know about.
Ken, you know what? You can take the girl out of the gutter, but you can't take the gutter out of the girl.
That's it.
It's a good one, Reza. Yeah.
You know, I had a guy come out and extrude some metal that I procured in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all the material, and then I negotiated. He helped me hang them real quick for extra money.
Cool.
But I got the wrong hangers for the gutter. I didn't realize. I knew you had to put it underneath that metal strip under your roof, you know, at the edge of your...
The drip ledge?
Yeah, edge.
You got to put it under that.
You got to hook it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I bought the industrial-grade expensive hangers that don't allow you to put it under that.
Yeah.
So I had to go over that. Then on the back side of my house, the roofers didn't put like a 3/8 inch overhang of the asphalt shingle.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to drop it lower to catch, you know, because water was going to go under there.
It was going to wick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now, but since you hung it lower, does it look all right and is it functioning?
Yeah, because I went with this 5-inch, I get an inch, you know, I think the normal is 5-inch at Home Depot. I went to 6-inch or 4-inch to 5-inch, one of the two.
Gary says it's often 3/8 of an inch thick pre-1950s homes.
Wow.
I told you that stuff's a little thinner than you thought. So be super careful and also really work that 1x6 down to the thing. Well, think about when you buy it.
Saying that to even like get into that then 3/8, you're only going to, you know, you got to be super careful.
Super careful. Yep. All right. Sorry, Ken.
No, that's okay. No, I was just trying to give you an update.
You have a picture?
And it all worked out, and the wife's happy. And thank you, Adam, for your son's little bicycle accident has gotten my daughter to at least think about putting on her helmet when she runs and skates with the dogs pulling
yeah,
her around the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, they got to. I mean, Sonny just, oh, my God. It's literally, he told him, I said, what the hell? How did your head hit the pavement, like, first? And he's like, I was too scared to let go of the bars. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
So yeah. He had no, just straight header. I remember I was riding my bike, Magnolia, and right down the street from your old house. Ace, I fucking ran into a parked car.
Yeah.
Bam! Flew, hit the hood, whole deal. I was fine.
I remember I didn't have a helmet for head protection. Fellas, I had a Rams beanie, and Ray borrowed it.
Actually, you know, it's ironically enough, I have a new Rams beanie for you. I forgot it.
And he shit in it and returned it to me like it was a bag that when your dog takes
no,
a dump.
No, it's called a gift.
When your dog takes a dump, they present it to me like, oh, here's your brand. You want your hat back? Here you go.
Technically, there's some extra cushioning there for the helmet.
This is why when I hear the stories, he came up, he put his hand on my shoulder, and then he exposed his genitalia. I'm like, yeah, that was it? Oh, yeah, what do you mean that was it? That's I had shit smashed in my ear during a physically assaulted almost every day at school. I'd love to just get I'd like to talk to Barbara Walters about that, you know, like just really explain what happened. I was tacked in the hallway during school hours. Fecal matter smashed my head. You know.
Running as fast as he can after me.
Was that a frequent event? It wasn't infrequent. I mean, it didn't happen every day, but certainly didn't think of it as that out of the ordinary. No. No, not really.
Adam, smell my perfume.
Then another time, threw a knife and it stuck in my knee. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
You were fine.
Right. Am I exaggerating when I say that I had a fully engulfed marshmallow on a stick that was lit and you stuck it to the side of my face while fully engulfed in flames?
I did. Okay. I needed to put it. I was helping you out. I was trying to save your life. You were playing with fire, bro. Literally.
That's why when
you should be thankful.
When I hear the stories, I always think, huh? All right.
We had some good times.
I agree. I don't know why everyone's so...
Hey, what about when you and Chris took me out on my moped? Made me crash and all that. Come on.
Right. You threw your moped down and ran on us on foot. Luke, Indianapolis?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
35, man. What's going on?
Well, my parents had their garage. They were having a guy paint it, and they had some issues with the ceiling. The texture was cracking and, like, you know, kind of brittle, falling off in certain places. The guy said he could fix it. You know, job's done. It's not fixed. I was looking to see if it's something that you guys could give me some instructions on how to fix for them. I tweeted a couple pictures. I don't know if they've got them pulled up or not, but it's, you know, drywall, and then it's the ceiling has like this kind of starbursty, crackly kind of look to it. It's not popcorn ceiling. It's not like...
It's called orange peel.
This is in the garage?
Yeah.
It's orange peel, right? It looks like orange peel? Looks like a knockdown? Knockdown?
Yeah.
Knockdown.
Yeah, you spray it on, and then you'll hit it with a knife sometimes. But you just spray it on. It's to hide bad work, actually.
Yeah, but I don't... Yeah, it's weird. In the garage?
They do it everywhere. What year was the house built?
Yeah, I mean, the house is probably
80s, 90s.
25 years old
okay.
at this point.
Okay.
I mean, it was a nice finished,
garage. We'll see if we can find the picture, but what's the question?
Well, I'm just curious how you achieve that that look. I've done like the popcorn out of a spray can before.
Yeah, that's not it though.
Yeah, we're looking at
it. No.
All right. So
that's done with a rag.
Oh, they do it with a rag to make the star.
Yeah, you splotch it and then pull it back. Yeah. Look up.
You said splotch it and then do what?
And then you pull the rag back. Yeah. That's done with a rag.
So just like a micro. Like a microfiber towel kind of thing?
Yeah, something like that. But you know what? I don't know exactly how to do it. I've never done it per se, but I've seen it done. Look it up online.
Yeah.
It's just the lid, though. It's not the walls, right? No. Only the lid's that way.
No. The walls are flat.
You want to just scrape the thing or skim the thing, or you just want to
that makes
keep
for
it?
Even more work, right?
Though? That's true.
Yeah, scrape I don't want to scrape. It's like okay. probably you know okay. it's a full 2.5-car garage, but yeah. It's not falling like in the center. It's just like on the
on
seams
the edges,
and
yeah.
or not yeah like a couple corners and stuff. So. I didn't know if there was, some, you know, like a quick fix, like if you got something out of a can, if you could achieve that then with a rag, too?
No, I think
maybe.
I mean, maybe
you spray it with the orange peel and then hit it with, you know, a rag or I'd look online, man, because that's like a faux thing.
All right.
Look up faux plaster finishes. You'll find it.
Yeah. So you're going to take some Smooth Set 2020.
Yeah, but you'd want longer pot life, like Smooth Set 40, you know what
40.
I mean? So you can mess with it a little bit.
All right. I'll tell you, speaking of messing with stuff, I got some big news for you. Brand new, revolutionary, wallet-friendly underwear. That's right. It's easy, it's quick, and it's inexpensive. And it goes anywhere. It's the perfect passport to the Tommy John world. I love this Tommy John stuff. They have amazing innovations. Horizontal quick draw fly and the contour pouch. That's right. I had to tell Mike August. He's like, I love these Tommy Johns, but they don't have a fly. We're in an airport bathroom. I was like, they got a fly. And he's like, no, they don't. I was like, it's horizontal. It's not vertical. It's better, smoother, better, easier deployment. Engineered from multi-directional stretch, so it'll go any direction you need it to go. Anti-odor, moisture wicking, will never ride up your legs. I am telling you, the Tommy John stuff, it goes down your leg, and it goes down a little further, so it doesn't roll up or ride up or bunch up. It's so much better if you're cycling or jogging or going to the gym. I have some of the other competitors' underwear, and it's like, you know, the general idea is good, but they don't go down low enough. They're up a little too high, and when you pull the shorts up, they roll up a little on you. Tommy John.
So when it's
man,
a good day, you're going for the Tommy John.
I always go for the Tommy
there
John.
There you go.
You feel like $1 million in the underwear that costs only $10. Tommy John knows it's difficult to try something new. So your first pair is covered by the best pair you'll ever wear, guarantee, or it's free. They know it. You're not going to do any better than Tommy John. Matt?
Go to TommyJohn.com now to check out the complete lineup of Go Anywhere underwear, shirts, and socks. Use code Adam. Save 20% on your first order. That's TommyJohn.com, code Adam, for 20% off. TommyJohn.com, code Adam.
Hey, Chris, 38, Naples, Florida. Chris?
Hey, did you have a scar from that, the marshmallow? Nah, blister
no,
a little bit, right?
When Ray, if anyone ever wants to try this, I will challenge you. Get a marshmallow, fully engulf that marshmallow in flames. They burn hard. And then stick it to your side of your face.
See what happens?
See what happens.
All right.
No, what I had was something that looked like herpes. You guys know that sticking a flaming marshmallow to the side of your face and herpes looks almost exactly the same. And since everyone
will help you out with the ladies,
almost everyone will rule out what happened to that guy's face. I bet he stuck a flaming marshmallow to it, or
he went down on some rancid pussy.
It could be herpes. Most people choose the herpes route. Because in terms of the batting average, you know what I mean? Like if you saw a guy's lip and the side of his face was all pustule and bubbling and the skin was all red and the skin was delaminating from it, would you think that guy had a flaming marshmallow stuck to his face? Or would you think that guy's got a venereal disease?
I'm going venereal disease, final answer.
Yeah.
But hold on a second. You weren't making out with anybody anyway at that time.
Right.
It was a big deal.
No, that was a big deal. I had to go to school the next day.
You're fine. Come on.
You remember where we did that?
Yeah, your neighbor.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah, we were babysitting. Can you imagine?
By the way, that's a bad move on any parent's behalf.
Leaving me with their kid?
Both of us, for that matter.
Well, what would happen is I would get a job babysitting You know, I'd be in like the eighth grade. I get a job babysitting. And then soon as they left, I'd invite Ray over so we could watch Love Boat and eat. That was the big deal. The big deal was food. And the reason I was maimed by this marshmallow is because we had a marshmallow roast in their kitchen. We found a bag of marshmallows. They had to know I ate everything in that goddamn house.
They also had a jacuzzi.
Oh, later on, they had a jacuzzi. I don't think we went in that, did we?
I think we did. It was right in the back, right off the kitchen.
Yeah.
I think we soaked your head in there. Get the swelling down.
You guys don't know how painful it is to have a flaming marshmallow stuck in the fully engulfed, fully inflamed marshmallow.
Stop. Come on.
It's painful, right? All right. Wait, Chris got a caulking question. Hey, Chris, 38, Naples, Florida.
Hey, guys. Hey.
You know what's funny? When you talk to most normal people and they go, he did what? He stuck a flaming marshmallow to your face? Yep. So you never talk to him again. No, we watched Love Boat that night.
Same night.
We took a jacuzzi and watched Love Boat. All right, sorry, go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just saying I've been listening since the Loveline days. Appreciate all you do, all the content.
Thank you, man. Just
listening on hold, I was thinking, you know, the one thing I think Ray's missed out on, I don't think he's too old for it yet. Next time you're around a fold-out sofa, I'd like to have you drop one in it and then fold it back up and leave. Might be a good one for like Cousin Sal's house.
That's a little too pedestrian for Ray.
Yeah, I got to be way more creative. Really? And yeah. I haven't done that in a, let me think.
Since you shit in Jimmy's desk?
Probably.
Never that's too late.
No, that's what cured me, actually. The fear.
Ray shit in Jimmy's desk.
The fear of the public pooping. That's what got me.
Shit in Jimmy's desk. All right.
Adam was trying to get me a job. He was, you know, tooting my horn saying, listen, he's a little bit off. And Jimmy would just look at him and go, he shit in my desk. And then Adam would go, give him a second chance.
I don't know why Jimmy had to find out. Who told him?
You know fucking who. Jesus.
I can't. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right. Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead. Caulking? What, you got caulking problem?
Simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically I've got a shower that they did a nice job, like tiling the whole thing. But the shower pan is like a plastic shower pan, and then the whole front is a glass door. So, and it has a frame on the bottom, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they drop like clear silicone, I guess it is, between the shower frame on the bottom and the shower pan. And so even though it's only a few years old, that silicone's already moldy.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's such a tight seal, I don't know how to clean that out and then reseal it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's caulking remover, and you can also blade it out. And
probably hair dryer it out, too.
Let it dry, but then also get the caulk remover.
Because
it's wet. If it's molding, it's wet.
Oh, all right.
You got to dry the
Should we heat it up and blade it out?
I'd heat it up a little bit, maybe with a hair dryer or a heat gun, but I'd be very careful because it is plastic. I would keep my distance. Yeah.
Watch out with those heat guns.
Watch out for those marshmallows. Anyway, so then get a nylon brush with, you know, don't use acetone. It's plastic, right?
Yeah. Thinner?
No thinner because it'll discolor it because it's plastic. So get it out of there. Then there's a micro.
What are we using?
Just the soap and water with the nylon brush.
All right.
Get it all out of there and then use the microbacterial caulking. It doesn't mold, man. And it's great. It comes in clear,
using, like,
white.
A putty knife to get it out of there?
Yeah, you can use
a sharp utility knife.
Use something with a sharp edge.
You can also roll it. Once you get it going, you can roll it off.
Yeah.
Like I just changed out a seal for a glass shower door. And that glue, they have this, it's a tape, actually. Mm-hmm. And the tape is so hard to get off, but you got to just keep rolling on it.
I like the idea of heating it up a little with the hair dryer.
It'll help you.
And I'll tell you what else will help. Blindsgalore.com. Thanksgiving, man. It's coming soon. Let's not worry about those ratty old blinds. Upgrade to something you'll love from blindsgalore.com. They do one thing. They do better than anyone. 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements down to every little detail. Their in-house experts are there, and they'll guide you through every step of the way. Send you up to 15 samples. I can't even name 15 colors. These guys will give you everything you need. They'll give you the samples, and they'll walk you right through it because they're experts. I have them. I use them exclusively here. I have them in the studio. We use them especially in the edit bay because I'm constantly going, oh, we're going to watch down the Willie T. Ribs doc, pull the chain, goes to black in there, especially when it's hot like it is now. Keeps the heat out of there. So free samples, free shipping, free expertise. Check it out, blindsgalore.com. Custom blinds and shades you've always wanted. Let them know I sent you. These guys are real good folks. All right.
Hey, you check it out. I took off the switch plate cover that you were complaining about earlier. Look.
Yeah. Whoever painted the studio just painted around the switch plate cover, which drives me insane.
That taped it off.
Does that drive you insane, right?
Yeah, it does.
Right. And riddle me this.
By the way, how much longer does it take you to do that?
It is more trouble to tape off a switch plate cover than to remove a switch plate cover because there's one goddamn screw in the middle.
And not only that, there's three colors there.
Yes.
I mean, there's three, you know, three transitions. You got orange, gray, orange.
Yeah. Now I need some orange paint to fix this. It's going to drive me nuts. All right.
And gray.
And Geico. Everyone's got their to-do list. Pick up the milk. Take in the dog, put out the cat. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. Just slide over to your computer. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Why not? Do that. Get yourself, I don't know, save a little money. Get a nice new utility knife. Why not? Put that extra money in your pocket. Have a little walking around money. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Sunday, November 12th, Oxnard, Levity Live with Doug Benson. That's a live podcast we'll be doing out there. Say hi afterward. We'll come on out, press the flesh, and do all that stuff. Tuesday, November 21st, that's Pasadena, the Ice House. Do a live pod over there as well. You can get some, get these buck slips. I'm writing on these things right now, man. They're two-sided. Get it on one side, the Adam Carolla Show on the other. Go to adamcarolla.com, get a little merch over there. What do you got there, Ray?
Follow me on the Twitter, Ray Oldhoffer, please.
All right, so until next time, Adam Carolla for Ray Oldhoffer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.